now, on the morning set, Raul Murciano, the leader of the Colorado Mambo Orchestra, joins us, and he is headlining the Five Points Jazz Festival tomorrow. Yes, it's here already tomorrow. Welcome to the show, Raul. So good to see you.
Thank you, Carlos. So happy to be here and be involved in all of the stuff that's going on here locally.
And there's a lot going on, and you guys are a big part of it now. Hey, let me just, first of all, offer my congratulations on that spectacular performance with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. That was an evening to remember.
Oh, yes. That was quite a high point, actually, in everybody's career and everybody's experience. I mean, I think we put together a lot of very diverse and very important elements.
Yeah.
And we took Cuban music and Hispanic music and however you want to characterize it to a level that is quite unprecedented. I mean, this is the sort of thing where we're looking at traditional music on the concert stage with symphony orchestra.
Yeah, it was just fun, and everybody who was there caught the bug. I mean, it was like we all felt it. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Thank you,
Raul. You came to us here in Denver just a few years ago from Miami.
That is correct. I'm a local import here, but I am a Denver, and actually, I'm rooting for the Nuggets right now.
Welcome.
So officially welcome.
They're streaming this in Florida, and I know you still got a lot of friends back there.
I used to have friends. After what I just said,
he knows how to say the right things, man. I'll give it up to Raul. So your background in music is well documented, having helped get Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine off the ground, all that kind of stuff, and continuing to work in all kinds of areas. One of the things, and I don't know you very well, but one of the things I love about you is that you're always coming in and thinking about the next project, thinking about getting better, thinking about how music evolves.
Yes.
And that is the essence for me of why I love music so much, because you can't allow it to get stagnant.
Absolutely. It's an exercise in being relevant. I think that's how I would characterize that. Look, we as artists are the true historians of culture. If you think about it, nobody cares about, the gross national product of Paris in 1785.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to know about the music and what Mozart wrote, and that gives you a taste of what that culture was like. So we are the historians. We're the ones that are leaving the legacy. So we want to be relevant, and we want to leave something behind that it's like, all right, this is what 2023 was like in Denver. And I think that the arts are the vehicle to be able to project that. So I feel that there's a certain responsibility, if you will, to be relevant.
One of the things about the your work here, we know the Colorado Mambo Orchestra headlining on Saturday afternoon at the main stage, 29th and Weldon. But there are a lot of variations of your presentation. It's almost like, hey, Raul, we need 7. We need 10. Oh, bring the whole group. Bring 3. Do it. You're so flexible in the way you present this music.
Yeah, I think that's important also. I mean, look, there are different, music is a very functional thing. You make music for different things, right? I mean, from the most intimate moments of, just having a lot of, emotional aspects to it, to marching down the street, you need music, to be in a church or something, spiritual. There's music for that. There's music for everything. So I feel that, we've got to be able to tailor according to the needs and to the wants of what's going on. So, 3, 5, 7, 29, what do you need? A symphony orchestra? We'll put that together too,
Well, I'll tell you this. Tomorrow in Five Points, and I don't have to tell you this, but I'm for the benefit of our audience. And for people who have been at Five Points Jazz all these years, what they need mañana is they need that band to swing. The Mambo Orchestra is going to swing, and people are going to dance. This is a big dance right on the street.
Gosh.
That's
Let
what it's going to be.
I have good news. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Good. Tell us about it.
Because I have brought in some amazing talent. And, of course, the local folks that we have here, which is, again, an amazing resource. We can talk about that a little bit later, of what actually exists here in Denver. I'm still in awe of the level of musicianship that we have here. I mean, I've been around the world and I've played on a few stages, you know? This is not my first rodeo. And I can tell you that Denver is home to some of the most phenomenal, gifted, and talented musicians. Anyway, what I've brought, in addition to the local talent that, you know, that we use here, is I've brought in Yanko Tortolo, who is an amazing singer. He's Cuban and he lives in Miami now. He's spent close to 30 years in Spain. What a voice on this guy. I mean, he's just absolute swing, you know, just personified. Mm-hmm. This guy has an amazing level of groove. I mean, he's like on an 11 on a scale.
Yanko's here, by the way.
And he's right here. Yeah, he's, yeah. And I'm looking at him.
He looks like an enforcer.
Yes, and he's also my bodyguard here. When
okay.
So Yanko's here. He's going to be a part of that.
Yanko is on set.
Yes.
Just a name alone, man.
Yes, that guy. Yeah, yeah, I mean, okay. He's something else.
All right.
So you're going to really enjoy that. And I've also brought in an amazing violinist that I found in McAllen, Texas.
Wow.
Another Cuban fellow by the name of Rolando Morejon, who used to play with the Jorrin Orchestra in Cuba. That may not mean a lot to a lot of folks, but big charanga, you know, very, very cool vibe. And I brought him in a couple of days ago, and we've been working together. We played a couple of little gigs here recently. And we've been stretching our musical muscles here, and this man is a rock star. He plays electric violin.
Yeah.
And with so much groove and swing that it's just crazy.
So you mentioned the charanga for the novices who have heard the word but don't really understand. Charanga was a style of music that featured a lot of the interplay between violins and the flutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Carlos, you're very good at this. You've done this before, too.
I've heard a few. I've played a few of those records.
It shows. I can tell. Yeah, charanga is basically, it is a style of music that comes out of a truly a French/Cuban tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it used a lot of the orchestral instruments. That's why they called it orquesta típica, which was typical orchestra, typical band. That's what it means in Spanish. And it used that instrumentation originally. It was almost like those, you know, community bands and community, you know, groups.
Mm-hmm.
And they started playing the popular music. And it became more and more popular. And then they decided that they used to have those things outside in the gazebos outside in the parks. And it was, you know, for the public. When they started to bring that stuff indoors, they figured out that it was just a little too loud. And they started cutting back on the instrumentation until they were left with just the rhythm section, the violins, two or three violins, and a flute. And that became the vehicle for that kind of music. And that was concurrently at about the same time that the concept of danzón was coming into play. So those two, the style of music, the danzón, the genre, and the hardware, as I call it, the instrumentation that would play it, they are so inextricably linked when you have, you know, this charanga, not what they call charanga, which was orquesta típica, and the danzón. And that became sort of the, you might call it the laboratory for a lot of new styles that came after that. That was at about the turn of the century, 19th to 20th century.
Well, your Colorado Mambo Orchestra is uniquely positioned and probably the only band in the city to play this music.
Yes.
You've got the violinist, you've got great vocalist, you've got a great band, and trumpet players
and horns,
as well, and horns. So there you go.
We have the perfect hybrid combination that has all those things together.
Our guest is Raul Murciano. He leads the Colorado Mambo Orchestra on stage at the Five Points Jazz Festival, the main stage, 29th in Weldon, closing out starting at 6:30. It's a busy weekend for you because we've got you with Gift of Jazz on Monday, the 12th, at the Studio Lofts in that centennial tribute to Tito Puente, the Gift of Jazz. And then you found a Tuesday gig that you're going to tell us about.
Yes, absolutely. We're, on the 13th, which is Tuesday. Again, I'm going to be at DCPA again, the Denver Center of the Performing Arts. Dazzle at Sunset Cinema. That's that area, I believe, that's where they have the sculpture of those two big dancers up in the front. So we're going to be playing there as a sextet. and that's going to be another version of the Colorado mm-hmm. Mambo,
yeah.
fill in the blank, sextet, quintet, quartet, whatever it might be. So yeah, we're going to be doing that. And then to finish out that week on the 16th, on Friday, we're going to be at Inga's Alpine Tavern.
See, I don't even know what my first time even hearing about Inga's. There's
well,
so many
I'm
places.
Fill you in, Carlos, and I'm gonna save a seat for you.
Okay.
It's 5151 Leedsdale Drive. It's wow. It's a wonderful. It's a great hang. We saw one of the games of the playoffs there just the other day, last week, and they have great beers, great burgers, all kinds of good stuff, and I hear they're going to have pretty good music on Friday the 16th, so you may want to show up over there at about
Man knows how to pitch. Yeah. Very good. Well, listen, we're just about out of time. We're going to play some music from a performance that took place down here. It may not represent where the band is at today, right? Because you guys just evolve and evolve and evolve. Continually evolving and so forth. And again, we want to encourage those of you coming to the Five Points Jazz Fest tomorrow, a lot of people come early, to hang. What time does the band start?
At 6:30.
At 6:30,
yep.
On the on
White
the main
Claw
stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is the stage, man. Yeah. They'll probably be 10 to 15,000 people at that point on the street in front of that stage. You
fantastic.
Know. So wear comfortable shoes because you're going to want to move. You know,
dancing in the street.
That's the bottom line.
That's how we like that.
This recording we captured in March of 2022 right downstairs at the Bonfey Stanton Performance Studio.
Yeah, this is when you were just putting the band together and getting ready to
I love
let Denver
it.
Know.
Blast from the past.
There you
let's
go.
Do it.
You haven't heard it since then.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah. So let's do the Colorado Mambo Orchestra led by Raul Murciano on Kubo Jazz.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.